This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
Garbage, yo.
Okay. There's a story out about Quentin Tarantino, who is a controversial movie director, if you don't know who he is.
He reminds me, he looks like a character from, is it Meet the Robinsons? I don't know. Have you seen that?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
So the one where he goes back in time?
And they have like the dinosaur or whatever. I've got a big head and little arms.
I don't.
It's a really good movie.
Isn't the one he goes back in time and meets himself and like helps himself with the science fair and?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. It's so cute.
It is the worst.
No.
I mean, if you like Pixar kind of animation, then don't watch it.
Okay.
It's trash. It's like one of those things It's you know how many movies come out? Like, if you type in animation, you have a nephews,
yeah.
And you go to Netflix and like go to animation, and it's like, here's Up, here's Inside Out, and then here's like these bad. They're just the
you
animation's
need to re-watch
bad.
It.
So bad. My kids were into it for a little while.
Just like
it's
from
not
one of the main studios. It's some off brand.
Yes.
No,
like,
it was
a
main
fully
one.
Fully develop the story. It was stupid.
I don't even know that I know what you Meet the Robinsons?
Meet the Robinsons. Like, he goes back in time, and there's this evil guy,
Disney.
The typical evil guy. Yeah, it's stupid. It's, if we're going to say,
you
there's
know
a
Fine.
Movie.
You don't need to watch it. You're out of the club. You're kicked out.
I don't want to be a part of any club who likes Meet the Robinsons. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think my taste is like, you're like, oh, let's all grab some King Super Sushi and then watch that. That's it. Okay, you can have that club. It's the stupidest club.
Fine.
Like, what? I'm going to get movie theater popcorn and watch Toy Story 4.
No.
I don't want
that's
in that club.
Got to be worse.
So here's
that's
what Quentin
worse.
Tarantino said. That, yeah, we got which, off oh. track on Meet the Robinsons because you've made some connection.
Because Quentin Tarantino looks like one of the characters from it.
From which he looks like what? The bad guy?
No, like the grandpa, I think.
Okay.
One of my theater professors grew up in, like, she was in Hollywood for a while, and she knew Quentin Tarantino when he worked at a video store.
Because he's a savant for movies.
And she said he would just bombard, when you walked in, he would be on you and be like, what are you going to get? This. No, you should get this. And tell her everything.
Oh, really?
And recommend everything. He knew everything about every movie
ever. Do you understand he's making one more movie? That's it.
Mm. Oh, I
he
did
committed
hear that.
At the beginning of his career, he was like, I'm going to make 10. He's going a little bit of a lie, but it's okay. Mm. Like, what's the movie with Christian Slater as he's kind of like, and then Val Kilmer is Elvis in it. True Romance.
Okay.
Quentin wrote that, but didn't make it. So that one doesn't count.
Mm.
Kill Bill, I believe, counts as one. Even
part
though there's
one and
two
part
movies.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, this is my Kill Bill movie, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's got one more movie in him.
Okay. Those and checks come, and it's like, you know,
no,
I
he
can
just,
stretch the
you
rules.
Know, he said, I'm going to make.
I didn't sign a contract.
No,
with
he's
going to
make 10, and that's it. So he started with like Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown and God, what if I. The Hateful Eight.
Wow, good.
And,
good.
Inglorious Bastards, I think.
Did
might
he
have
do
been
Once
him.
Upon a Time in Hollywood?
He did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
It was okay.
I think you're forgetting
the alternate ending.
Perhaps
is
your favorite one.
Nope, I already said Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
You think I have a more favorite movie of mm-hmm. Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
I don't like...
I feel like you and your son have watched it a lot.
I don't like From Dusk Till Dawn.
No, that's not what I'm thinking.
Oh, God, Django.
Django, yeah.
Django's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I respect his opinion on a lot of subjects. Obviously, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
He is... He's not dead wrong about this. You guys are dead wrong. He says, mm-hmm. Quentin Tarantino says... Toy Story was a perfect trilogy, mm-hmm. which yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with.
It was. The
one,
end
two,
of
and
three.
After one, it's like, how are you going to make it two? There's story's done. Sid's a better person.
Is he?
Sid, well, yes.
He learned a lesson, I guess. We assume.
He becomes a garbage man.
Yeah.
He's not a bad garbage man.
But that's not in
man.
The first movie. Does he become a better... I don't think
Sid
there's...
Sid is
yeah.
in the first movie.
Well, I'm aware.
But I mean, he becomes... He's
I
so
don't
scared.
Remember there being any sort of
transformation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He with was, him.
Because then the little his sister is running at him with toys and going, "Hey, do you want to play with Dolly?" And he's like, "Ah!" He's like,
"So
freaked
he's
out.
Just scared. He's not a better person."
Yeah, but I think he got scared straight.
Okay.
I feel. Text into 51059 okay. if you think Sid got scared straight. I don't even. We're just fishing for text. Okay. Then they made Toy Story 2.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We I got that, Zurg.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Jesse and Bullseye.
Yeah,
I
we got
love
some,
them.
Yeah, some new characters.
Pretty good.
We yeah. got a little more Woody
it's
backstory.
The, it's the Empire yeah. Strikes Back of them, though. It's not that great.
Hmm.
It is. It's the same premise. Lost toy. How do we get home?
Yes.
It's a little bit of that. But we get the new characters. And
yeah.
It's fun.
Wayne Knight being in it with his Cheeto fingers
yeah.
and stuff.
So good.
And I don't like the Prospector. I'm not a big fan.
I don't either. But I like Kelsey
but
Grammer
a lot. But he makes a good...
Villain, you needed one.
Yeah.
And then Zurg turned out to be the good guy. It's all
so cute.
Okay. Then Toy Story 3 comes along. Just
phenomenal.
Lotso oh, yeah. Huggin' Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you haven't seen these movies, sorry for the spoiler alert from movies from 20 years ago.
Yeah. But the ending of 3.
Oh,
where they're in the.
There is 20 minutes of ending of that movie.
Yeah, there's multiple endings. They could have ended it where they were in
furnace.
The
garbage chute.
Yes. Oh.
And all holding hands and accepting their fate.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh. And then taking him to Bonnie's house.
I know. I cried so much.
I cried from junkyard.
Yeah.
Me too.
Recycle place.
Me too.
Till they forced the lights on and I had to dry up.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Sometimes like my kids will be watching it and I'll get home and it'll just be at that part. I haven't seen any of the movie. No
doesn't
lead up.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. That's I'll just
sit
instant,
down.
Instant
yeah. God, oh God. Yeah. Oh God.
When Andy looks and he goes, "Thanks guys."
Oh,
and then Woody
God.
Says, "So long, partner."
Aww.
Oh, that's the end. That's the end of Toy Story.
That's the end of the trilogy.
Of
that
the
is,
trilogy.
I concur.
That is, that's the perfect
that
ending.
That should be the end of Toy Story.
All you people who watch your stupid Harry Potters and your Lord of the Rings, oh, let's go back and do The Hobbit. Ugh. Like, they did another movie, Toy Story 4. Does it? Is it as good as those other three?
No.
No.
Not
I concur. But J-Hole T-Hack has said it's garbage.
It is. It's garbage.
Forky Toy is Story one of my favorite.
No. Forky is garbage.
Forky.
Literally.
Okay. Okay. Forky is made from garbage.
Trash.
Forky is dope. And for Woody... to finally find his long lost love.
See, and that's exactly what I have a problem with. The entire trilogy of Toy Story, the entire story of Toy Story is Woody and Buzz. Woody and Buzz. Buzz and Woody. Buzz and Woody. You never ever mm-hmm. hear about.
I'm sorry, Woody. I didn't hear you mention an Andy.
And Bo. Bo Peep, like she
oh,
flirts
they were
with,
so flirty.
She
in
flirts
the first
with
one.
Him a little bit. Okay.
A little. She
then,
hooks him with her sheep hook. And
okay, and she smooches him up at the end. But there's also a scene in Toy Story 1 where Buzz Lightyear lands for the first time and Bo Peep goes, "I found my moving buddy." Oh, real loyal girlfriend there.
Yeah, she's a bit of a tramp.
And then she's gone in the entire third movie. And then we're
because they couldn't get the actress to come back.
In the fourth Toy Story movie.
Is that
movie.
Really why?
I think so. I think they
oh.
couldn't sign.
Oh.
It was a chick from Ghostbusters is Bo Peep, the secretary in Ghostbusters.
Oh,
it's that
yeah.
chick with the big
yeah,
glasses
yeah.
and like, yeah.
Mm, okay, hmm. But they expect the audience to believe the entire Toy Story 4
yeah.
that the relationship between Woody and Bo Peep is stronger.
That guy is Sid? Hold on, what? The hot guy from The Princess Diaries.
Oh, really? Huh.
Anyway,
he was going to make a point and you just derailed him.
Well, now I'm looking at pictures of...
This show is garbage.
We're going to get TX assessment on Toy Story 4 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Wow, you're still here? Huh. I can't believe anybody stuck around to hear the rest of TX's riveting assessment of why Toy Story 4 sucks. Okay, if you missed it, here's the short version. Quentin Tarantino says Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, perfect trilogy. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's going to deny that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he says, there's no point in making Star Wars.
He refuses to watch the fourth.
He won't watch it. Okay. Yeah. Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6.
Can we imagine Quentin Tarantino watching any of the Toy Story movies? Isn't that kind of funny?
100%.
That he's just popping it. He's making
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, everyone has to watch it. I don't
but I mean, he's Quentin Tarantino. He's like the bloodiest, goriest guy ever. And he's like, oh, what should we watch tonight, honey? I'll pop in a Toy Story.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
He just likes good stories.
I believe it. It's just funny.
Yeah, he probably has a version of it where Woody just is a chainsaw massacre.
Have you seen like the scary Winnie the Pooh?
I heard so much about it. Is it actually good?
I haven't seen it, but it just, if we could get a scary Toy Story.
Can I just point something out?
Yes.
Like 30 minutes ago, we were going to do a quick little, hey, let's jump on the air.
Yeah.
And talk about the Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes later, we can't wrap this up. Because now we're on the poo chainsaw tangent.
Yeah.
Because this, we lack focus.
Okay.
So if you're a doctor who writes scripts,
there we go. Swing
by with a script for 3 Adderall prescriptions, maybe varying strengths so we can all
test
focus, people. So all I'm saying is, much like the Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6, you're done. You got it. Mm-hmm. But then they went back and made 1, 2, and 3. I don't really like them. Some people like them more, whatever. They're not as good as 4, 5, and 6, but they hold up. You can't just sit here and go, because that's perfect, everything else is subpar.
But isn't Star Wars different because they made prequels? Like they went back in time.
But then they also made sequels. We have 1, 2, 3. We have 4, 5, 6. We have 7, 8, 9.
They muddied it up so much. And I've never seen any Star Wars ever in my life. So it all just seems very confusing to me.
I'm still allowing you to speak on a microphone in this studio.
Where do I start? I gotta watch 4, then 6, then 2.
No.
Then 3, then Empire Strikes Back.
And like,
you have ways of watching it. You can watch it the way everyone else did. So chronologically in the way they came out, which would be 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Sort of with like Rogue One mixed in there.
Yeah.
3, 6, Solo- 9, damn, she fine. Baby, let me suck it. I'm getting confused.
Solo in there.
Yeah.
In the middle. With
this is going to take weeks.
Or you can put
Got to include Mando at this point.
I never finished Mando.
Oh, how dare you!
I know it's pretty good though.
It's so good.
But it's
or you can watch it in chronological order as it happens, which would be 1, 2, 3, Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6. I don't know where Solo goes in. There's Solo's trash. then 7, 8, 9.
Okay. That would be a weekend.
Okay.
For sure. But that's different than Toy Story.
You could. All I was doing was waiting for you to start talking again, so I could interrupt you. One.
Toy Story is different because they just kept adding on. The story was completed. It was in a nice trilogy.
Right. And so maybe they're starting a new trilogy. Allowed to do that.
No, but they did
are making
it.
Another one, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are making
Great.
Toy Story 5.
I hope we get to see Forky's character arc really come full circle.
Maybe he'll get Spoony. I guarantee that will happen. I guarantee.
I bet he finds Knifey.
I could write the thing. It's stupid at this point.
Wait, is Four the one with Bunny and Ducky or whatever? Is that the same one?
I don't know. It's the one where they
isn't that Key and Peele or something? Who voiced him? I don't know.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, I think
the circus animals that they get. Yes.
That's the same. Okay.
Yes, those guys.
But that's especially, and Keanu Reeves is in Four. He's
By the way, thank you for blowing my entire argument.
That's right.
You can say
that's how lacking the script was. They had to lean on celebrity casting, is my point. Yeah.
First off,
they had to lean into it.
He was in earlier ones, I believe. Can somebody fact check me?
No way.
Yes. He's basically Evel Knievel, the toy we all had as little boys, of a certain age group. The
Evel Knievel. What's his name? Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Yes, and he was not just in Four. I think he was in an earlier one.
I feel like Duke Kaboom was
in earlier.
And it was Keanu doing the voice in the earlier one?
Yes, sure. Please tell me Duke Kaboom was in an earlier movie. Regardless, Duke Kaboom alone is worth making Toy Story 4. He's so funny.
No, only in the 4th.
And so, so funny. He's perfect.
He's funny. And, that's a good part.
And whether you like him or not, you have to admit, Forky's cute.
Forky is cute, but he's very annoying.
He's not annoying. He's not Jar Jar Binks annoying. He's awesome.
My problem with 4 is that the entire storyline has been about this friendship between Woody and Buzz, and that they grow to like each other. They are a family. And then all of a sudden in 4, Woody goes, "You know what? I've loved Bo Peep this whole time. See ya, Buzz." And it's like that. You haven't set this up at all. It's not believable that he would leave Buzz, his best friend, and all of Andy's now
Buzz
Bonnie's toys.
Buzz has moved on. But like the whole thing, you think the whole thing was Buzz and Woody. The whole thing is everyone and Andy. Like everyone loved Andy. It was like, I got to get back to my owner. Andy's my guy. Then Andy's like, I'm done with you. They get to Bonnie's house. Well, Bonnie's pretty much already set for toys. Bonnie's got all her dinosaurs and everything else. So they get there and it's like, Woody goes, maybe it's time for me to focus on me. And isn't that okay for us to move on from the way we used to be? Yeah, Buzz, you're always going to be my friend, but it's time for me. What makes me happy? You know what makes me happy? See my old friend Bo. Huh. There she is at the little antique store in the circus town.
Like, I'm not buying it.
I'm buying it.
I like the story, but I think the execution was questionable.
Incorrect. It was amazing. I have one last analogy before I wrap this thing up, because at some point we have to go home. Way, way back in the 80s, they made a shoe. It was red and black and white, and there was a Jumpman logo on it.
Mm.
It was like the original Michael Jordan Air Jordan shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Every shoe after that should have never been made. Why would you keep going? Why did they keep...
That's
why
not
did they explore more shoes? We already have the perfect thing. Why are they doing more? What wasn't answered by the first Jordan? Why does Travis Scott get one? It's stupid. Just stop.
It was believable that Michael Jordan needed new shoes as he continued to play. It's not believable.
No, it's not.
All of a sudden, he's ditching Buzz. I hate it.
No.
Why don't they sell Woody and Bo toys? They never sell. You can't get them in a pack. Nobody believes it. It's trash.
Got you there.
But I will say this.
No one believes that.
There is a Forky Air Jordan.
Okay, now you got me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.